UN Ambassador Susan Rice withdrew her name from consideration to become President Obama's next Secretary of State 2 days after the December U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing on the conflict in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. At the hearing, the Obama administration was on the defensive about its relationship with Rwanda and about Ambassador Rice's defense of Rwanda in the UN Security Council. President Obama then nominated Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, who is reported to be preparing for his Senate confirmation hearing. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Bruce Dixon, managing editor of the Black Agenda Report and author of the essay, Did Bloody Hands, Not Black Womanhood, Sink Susan Rice's Nomination?
Bruce Dixon, do you think that criticism of Susan Rice's history with the U.S. in Rwanda and Congo ultimately caused her to withdraw her name from consideration?
Well, we won't know what the exact cause is because they're not going to tell us. But I do think that part of the equation is Susan Rice's bloody hand in the Congo. The Congo has seen the deaths of 6 or 7 million people since about 1996. And Susan Rice has been up to her elbows in that bloodshed as Undersecretary of State for African Affairs in the Clinton administration, and then as a private lobbyist for the Rwandan government, and now has been covering up for some of the perpetrators of the Congolese and perhaps Rwandan genocide as UN ambassador.
John Kerry doesn't have Susan Rice's history in Rwanda and Congo, but he's associated with the same institutions, the same people. Do you have any reason to believe that the outcome will actually be any different?
Well, as far as policy outcome, perhaps not. But the fig leaf of deniability and distance is important to the empire for publicity reasons. It's true that John Kerry's hands are equally bloody, but John Kerry hasn't been a hands-on guy in Eastern Central Africa the same way that Susan Rice has been. Susan Rice has been the gangster on point for two administrations and again as a private lobbyist. Susan Rice has traveled to Ethiopia as recently as the last couple of months, where she delivered a eulogy at the funeral of the Ethiopian strongman, citing his virtues as a family man and as a visionary. John Kerry, by comparison, has been sitting up there on Mount Olympus on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, relatively distant from some of this stuff. Like I said, since the mid-1990s, 6 or 7 million Congolese have died. 2 million Congolese women have been raped. And still, the focus of Susan Rice's defenders is on her black womanhood. What about the 2 million raped Congolese women? What about them? Why isn't that as important as Susan Rice's womanhood?
Are you relieved, at least, that Susan Rice won't follow Condoleezza Rice into such a prominent position, Secretary of State, within the black leadership elite that you and Black Agenda Report editor Glenn Ford are so critical of?
Well, now that you mention it, I suppose we should be relieved. But this class of black misleaders is definitely going to be with us for a long while. They're going to perpetuate themselves. The Undersecretary of State now for African Affairs is a guy named Johnny Carson, who's a black man. One of the last two generals in charge of AFRICOM is a black general, so there's going to be plenty more to step in the shoes of Susan Rice and Condoleezza Rice and all the rest of them. Even the Bush administration had a black undersecretary for African Affairs, Jindai Frazier.
The Bush administration had the most racially diverse staff of any administration in history.
Yeah, well, that's not hard to do. And that kind of goes to show you that the ruling class and empire does believe in diversity. But diversity does not mean justice. Diversity does not mean equity. And diversity does not mean peace.
And that was Bruce Dixon, managing editor of the Black Agenda Report. For Pacifica, KPFA, and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.